brothers and sisters and friends.
朋友们平安。
Friends, may peace be with you.
感谢主能给我这个机会在这里为他做一些见证。
I'm thankful to the Lord that I have an opportunity here to give testimony about him.
我今天跟大家交通的题目是在基督里成长。
And the theme I'd like to share with you this morning is to grow in Jesus Christ.
首先介绍先简单介绍一下我信主的经过。
First, I'd like to briefly share with you how I became a Christian.
实际上，在我们没有认识神以前，神就开始寻找了我们。
Actually, the Lord has started seeking me even before I started seeking Him.
我从小呢，生长在一个知识分子的家庭。
I was born in a well-educated family.
父母呢都是大学里的教授。
And my parents are both professors in the universities.
我从小呢，这个受的这个早期教育可能也比较早一点。
And I started education process quite early.
所以在这个比较重视学习的社会里呢，好像总是受到夸奖和这个大家的赞扬。
Therefore, I received a lot of praises and compliments since I was little.
所以养成我这个人从小就比较骄傲。
Therefore, that brought me to be a proud person.
我的研究生毕业以后呢，也是在一所大学里教书。
And after I graduated from graduate school, I was teaching also in a local university.
那时候我真是现在看起来我是非常的性格上也非常冷酷。
Looking back, and I thought my character can be described as someone who is quite indifferent.
也没有爱心。
Lack of love for others.
整天是拒人以千里之外。
And I like to keep a distance between me and other people.
我还觉得这样的一种处事为人的行为是很有特色的。
At that time, I was quite proud of my kind of personality.
我一直是在生活和工作上都比较轻松，比较自在。
And school or working were always quite easy for me.
好像没有什么太大的压力。
And I didn't sense much pressure.
当然，从内心里头一直是有一种空虚的感觉。
But it doesn't mean that I don't feel empty within me.
我一直想到外面来，是就走到美国来看一看。
And for the longest time, I desire to come out of my country and visit the United States.
种种原因，我奋斗了十年也没有出国。
For many reasons, I was not able to come out of my country for about 10 years.
当我打算放弃的时候，一个偶然的机会，我得到了出国深造的机会。
When I was about to give up this thought, I got this opportunity that I was able to come out of the country and visit here to study.
那时候我新婚只有两个月。
At that time I was just married for about 2 months.
就离开了我可爱的妻子。
At that time I had to say goodbye to my lovely wife.
独自来到了美国。
Alone I came to this country.
当然来到美国以后呢，我太太也是半年以后跟我一起来到了这里。
Thankfully, half a year later, my wife was able to come to this country as well.
因为各方面的原因，主要是心理状态和语言方面，我一直没有能够很好的适应这里的学习和工作。
And because I wasn't able to adjust well in this new environment,
各方面的压力使我感到了以前从来没有过的这种感觉。
And the pressure trying to survive in this new place and brought me many kind of experiences that I never had before.
在这个时候，神就开始寻找了我们。
And that's the time God started to seek me.
当我们还没有认识他的时候。
That's even before I thought about him.
比如就是我一个考驾照的这么一个小事。
A small thing such as taking the driver license exam.
我考驾照考了五次都没有过。
I took 5 times and didn't succeed.
在我刚来的时候呢，那个时候要考驾照一次不过，第二次还要隔很长的一段时间。
When I failed for the first time, they told me you have to wait for a certain period of time, which is quite long for me to take the test again.
所以我没有这个真正的驾照呢，开车就大概有一年左右的时间。
Therefore, I was driving without the valid license for about a year.
可想而知，那个时候在路上开车有多么的紧张。
You can imagine how nervous I was when I was driving on the road.
最后有一次，我这次是租了一个韩国人的车。
I remember the last time I rented this car from a Korean.
去考试。
And to take the test.
这是一个弟兄。
And was he? Oh, I borrowed the car from a Christian brother, and he was a Korean.
在考试之前呢，他就替我祷告。
And he prayed for me before I took the test.
我当时因为不认识主嘛，我觉得很好笑。
At that time, I thought that was a funny thing he did because I wasn't a Christian yet.
我说这种事有用吗
？I said, does prayer work?
结果还真是有用。
It surely worked on me.
那这次就过了。
So I passed the test.
那么我在这个读书的时候，一直到了我马上就要毕业的时候，我还没有找到工作。
And when I was about to graduate from my study, I did not find a job yet.
那么我最后一个奖学金的支票，已经马上就要用完了。
And I was about to use up all the funds of my last scholarship check.
我还没有工作。
At the time, I did not yet have a job.
那么我就感到真是世界的末日要到了。
And I felt that was the end of the world for me.
那个时候我的情绪也非常的不好。
Therefore, I was in a poor emotion condition.
我都找学校的这个心理医生来咨询。
I even seek help at the school psychiatrist.
他跟我说我有一很严重的这个忧郁症。
His diagnosis is that I suffer severe depression.
我觉得我一直很乐观的一个人，怎么会得忧郁症呢
？I was a very optimistic man. How can I be like having depression?
这就是人走到了尽头。
I think that's because I have come to an end.
真是奇妙的是，就在我这个最困难的时候，神为我安排了一份工作。
And the marvelous thing happened at that most difficult time. God prepared for me a job.
我遇到了我的同事张青海。
I met with this new coworker.
那么我第一个周末的时候，他们就有一个在外面的福音聚会。
And the first week at work, because his church has this picnic outing.
我跟我的太太一起去参加他们这个聚会。
And me and my wife accepted their invitation to join them.
我就发现这些人跟我们真是不太一样。
And when we were there, we noticed that this group of people were quite different.
好像他们没有什么负担似的。
It's like these people are worry-free.
我们一看就脸上就写满了愁容。
And if you look at us, me and my wife are full of sorrows and worries.
他们满脸写满了喜乐。
But you look at their face, they are full of joy.
我说他们一定有什么东西。
So I told my wife they must have something.
因为我们所受的教育对这个基督教来讲，我们觉得好像是一种宗教。
To us, Christianity is like a religion.
我觉得我可能根本不太可能去相信他。
And I felt that there's no way I can believe in this.
但是我也不知道怎么就在这一下大概没有几天的时间就被圣灵感动就相信了。
And without knowing exactly what happened, I think I was moved by the Holy Spirit and I became a Christian just within a short period of time.
相信了以后神就在我身上做了非常大的工作。
After I became a Christian and believing in him, the Lord did something great on me.
完全改变了我的生命。
And completely changed my life.
我只想讲我几个比较感触比较深的几个祷告。
And I just want to share with you a few experiences of my prayer.
我第一个祷告呢是在我信神以后第一个夏令会里面。
And that was the first summer conference I attended after I became a Christian.
我说神呐、啊，你要为我的这个身份要来做工。
Lord, please work on the thing that I need for my legal status to work here.
因为这是我最大的一个重担。
Because this is the greatest burden for me right now.
没有这个，我真是没有办法来解决。Because 追求你的这个过程。
Without legal status to work, I don't know how to pursue you anymore.
当时我正在 practical training 上面。
At that time, my visa status was for practical training.
那么神又为我预备了一个工作。
Therefore, the Lord prepared for me a different job.
帮我办了 H1 的身份
，which helped me to obtain H1 visa。
当时在这个办这个身份的时候，实际上我并不是太着急。
And at that time, I really wasn't worried too much.
当时那个律师跟我说，你要办加急的话，要多加1000块钱，就是因为我的那个 practice training 的身份，马上就快到期了。
And my attorney told me you have to pay me more in order to upgrade your legal status.
但是我自己好像就是 很心痛这一千块钱。
Yeah, I just didn't want to spend that extra $1,000 he asked for.
我说没关系，就这么办吧。
And he said, I told him, don't worry, just let it go.
我们的神真是不误事。
But our God does not, his timing is always perfect.
我并没有付这个加急的钱，但是他在很短的时间内就帮我把这个身份办好了。
I didn't pay him one thousand extra money in order to expedite my application. God allowed me to receive my status in time.
我第二个祷告呢，是在我第二次参加夏令会的时候。
Another prayer that I experienced is another summer conference I attended.
我跟神祷告。
I prayed to God.
我说神呐。
I said, Oh God.
你不能让我太贫穷。
Please don't make me so poor.
如果太贫穷的话，我没有能力来追求你。
Don't make me too poor, because if I'm poor, I won't have time and effort to pursue you anymore.
你也不能让我太富有。
But don't make me too rich either.
如果我太富有的话，我会把你忘了。
Because if I become too rich, I might forget you.
真是神的奇妙。
And it's really marvelous.
他把我的这个工作和我所有的生活全部都照顾好了。
God took very good care of us.
我太太的所有的学费也都全部负担了。
My income is sufficient to support our family and the tuition of my wife.
那么我的工作的收入呢，是真是，是我所求所想，比我所求所想要过多得多。
Actually, the salary I received is more than what I had expected.
正当我觉得很高兴的时候
，And when I was very happy about what's going on.
我实际上就是在，我觉得在与神同行的时候，自己还有很多自己的小幸。
Actually, I was a man of little faith in the path of following the Lord.
我为神祷告，我为我自己祷告的时候，我说不要我太贫穷，这是真实，而且是非常迫切的。
When I asked God, don't make me too poor, I was sincere about that prayer.
而不要让我太富有，并不见得是我是那么样的特别迫切。
But on the other part about don't make me too rich, I wasn't that sincere.
而就在我自己很满足的时候。
And when I was quite content at what I had,
我的收入上就会有了变化。
And that's the time my income will have a problem.
这是我觉得我们的神真是太奇妙了。
And I have to say, our God is indeed marvelous.
第三个祷告呢，我是为我自己的家庭。
The third prayer experience was for my family.
在我第三次参加夏令会的时候。
That was the third time when I attended summer conference.
我跟神说，我说我跟我的太太虽然爱情生活是非常甜美的。
And I told the Lord that, you know, me and my wife are very good together.
但是我们的婚姻生活跟爱情生活是不一样的。
However, loving and dating each other is quite different from marrying and living with each other.
我希望你重新建造我们的婚姻生活。
And I pray you'll revive our marriage life.
就在我祷告完了以后。
After I pray like that.
我们生活当中发生了非常大的变化。
And there was a big change happened in our life.
我们两个的关系达到了一个非常严重的程度。
And the relationship between me and my wife became very poor.
当时我真是非常的困惑。
At the time, I was very puzzled.
我说神呐、啊，我前面两个祷告你都应许了。
I said, Lord, you have answered my previous two prayers.
我这第三个祷告你怎么给我做成这个样子呢
？But comes to the third prayer, how come it did not work out as before?
最后到了一个地步，我离开了我的家。
And our relationship was so bad to a point I left my house.
我在这个时候呢，实际上我的心离开了神。
And at the same time, my heart departed from God as well.
我自己以为我还在神里面。
Yeah, I thought I was still in Him.
我还能够。参加聚会
I still went to church meetings
这一点我觉得我也想跟弟兄姊妹们分享
And this is something I'd like to share with you as well
不管我们现在什么样的软弱里面
It doesn't matter what kind of weaknesses we may have
我们真的不能离开神
Do not depart from God
就算我们的心离开了神
Even though our heart may be departing from
我们的身体还是要在教会里面
Make sure our body still comes to his church
这个时候神有机会
Because that will give God a good opportunity.
神会来做我们。
He will work upon us.
我们也许有时候很软弱。
Many times we feel very weak.
我们背逆神。
And we rebel against God.
但神不会放弃我们。
But God does not give up on us.
神做的事情是我们真是想都想不到的。
We can never fully comprehend what God can do on us.
在这段时间里头，我也是一直在祷告神。
And during that period of time, I kept on praying to God.
我更感谢我的弟兄姊妹们。
And I'm very thankful to my brothers and sisters in the Lord.
他们在背后切切地为我祷告。
For they earnestly prayed for me.
包括我的太太。
Including for my wife.
后来我不知道。我现在真的也说不太清楚是什么原因，我们又重新开始了我们的婚姻生活。
Even till this day, I cannot fully explain what happened to us, but we were able to start over again.
这个时候的生活真是重新的开始。
Yet indeed, it's a new beginning for us.
在人看来，我们的婚姻关系确实已经真的死亡了。
And there was a time people thought our marriage had finally come to an end.
当时我甚至向神祷告。
At a time I even prayed to God like this.
我说我祷告你改变我的婚姻生活，如果你给我重新建立一个，我也能接受。
As the Lord, I pray that you will change my marriage life. So if your will is to give me a new marriage, I can take that.
如果那样的事情发生的话，那我们这个神就不是死而复生的神了。
But if that truly happened, then our God is not a resurrection God.
就在我们的所谓的婚姻生活好像是死亡的时候。
Because our marriage has come to a point just like dead.
在人看来是死亡的时候。
To men, our marriage was like dead.
在神把它恢复了。
But to God, He can raise us from the dead.
这真是极大的奇迹啊。
And that was a great miracle in our life.
在这个过程当中，神真的让我看到，我真的没有爱。
During that changing process, God revealed to me that I do not have love.
因为我以前我一直认为我非常爱我的太太。
Before I thought I love my wife greatly.
我也非常爱我的家庭。
And I love my family greatly.
我自认为是一个很传统的中国男人。
I regarded myself very traditional Chinese.
我觉得我做的一切都是为我家庭付出。
I thought I did everything for my family.
我甚至跟我一个交通的弟兄说，我说我对我的婚姻是做到仁至义尽了。
I even told another Christian brother about my troubled marriage that, you know, I have done everything I can.
做到问心无愧了。
And I don't feel bad. I'm not condemned for what I did.
真的，神让我看到我真是有愧。
But God, He's lighting my heart, showing me that there is indebtedness on my side.
我不仅愧对神。
Not only I'm indebted to God.
我也愧对我的太太。
And I'm also indebted to my wife.
我愧对我的家庭。
I'm indebted to my family members.
为什么这么说呢？
Why did I say this?
因为我所认为的爱，
Because the love that I regard
是完全出于我自己的，
was the love out of myself,
是爱我自己，
and actually centered around myself,
不是爱别人。
I was loving myself, not really loving others.
举个简单的例子，
For example,
当时我太太在选她的专业，
At that time, my wife was trying to choose a profession.
因为她在国内学的是英语。
Her major in mainland China was English.
那么在美国来讲，英语大家都会讲。
Well, but comes to this country, that's just a common language.
那这就不是专业了。
So you cannot regard it as a special profession.
那么这时候要选一个专业。
So for her to choose another profession.
来继续深造。
In order to survive.
那么才能够再找到工作。
And find a job.
我当然就是从我自己的感觉，我说我们好找工作，那就是。从所有大家同学的这个情况来讲 ，accounting 就是会计是最好的专业。
Judging from my own experience and people around us, I say you know accounting probably is the best kind you can choose.
我真的也不管我太太自己的喜好怎么样，我就强迫她去学。
Regardless whether she likes it or not, I sort of like force her into that profession.
而我在做这个事情的时候，我并没有觉得对她是一个什么样的没有照顾。
When I did that, I didn't thought about that. I was not considerate of her.
我觉得这还是为她好。
I thought I was doing this for her.
实际上，她并不喜欢这个专业。
In essence, she disliked this profession very much.
但是我觉得这是为我好，为家庭好，为她好。
But I thought this is good for us, for her, for our family.
所以有一天神就问我。
One day the Lord asked me.
你真的爱你太太吗？
Do you truly love your wife?
你付出的爱是她所需要的吗？
Do you give her the kind of love that she needs?
这个问题我真的以前没有想过。
And this is a question never occurred to me before.
所以我觉得我们人的爱是那样的有限。
That's the time I come to know that our love is so limited.
这个有限就是因为我们在爱自己。
it's limited because we only love ourselves.
我们还觉得好像是在爱我们的家。
While doing that, we thought we're loving others.
我们的神的爱真是无限的。
But only God's love is without limitation.
他为了我们把所有的都舍去了。
For our sake, he gave up everything.
最近一段时间我跟我的太太一直在交通。
Recently, I fellowship with my wife a lot.
就是神的爱神的流血这件对我们每个人的这个感觉
We talk a lot about how God shed his blood for us and how he has loved us
我们以前对神的这个十字架流血的爱总停留在头脑当中
Before our understanding of the sacrificial love upon the cross always stand in our intellect level
我们真的不明白神在2000多年以前上十字架与我们有多大的关系
We really cannot relate closely what he did 2,000 years ago to us today
我觉得我们越认识神就越觉得神的爱神在2000年前成就的这个事情跟我们真的关系太深厚了
But when we come to God a little bit more we can relate it much more
每天我们来我们每个星期来聚会
Every Sunday we're here
我们每天每个星期就是来重温神在十架成就的这个救恩
We're here to review again the love on the cross
所以我觉得我们每天还要再继续成长
And I truly feel we need to grow each day
我感谢我的神这样的救了我
I'm thankful to the Lord for what he has done for me
感谢神拯救了我的家庭
And I thank him for saving my family
我感谢神给我了全新的生命
And I thank you for giving me a completely new life
我更希望在座如果没有信的你也来接受这个神
And it's my sincere wish if you do not know him yet today you can know him
你也能够改变
You can also be changed
你也能够被改变
And you can also change
被我们的神改变
You can be changed by our God
谢谢大家
Thank you very much
弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters,
这是我第一次到美国来。
This is my, I visited the United States for the first time.
我在这里看到我们的很宝贝的一些弟兄姊妹。
And I see a lot of wonderful brothers and sisters.
我不单单我不是说光在这里讲道，来到跟大家分享，我乃是在这里我得着很多东西。
I'm not here to give or to speak. I'm here to receive, and I have been greatly blessed.
我这里看到你们主在我们的当中。
I see how the Lord is right within us, among us here.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们有一位爱我们的主。
We have the Lord who loves us very much.
我们的主不是距离我们很远。
He does not keep a big distance with us.
他时时刻刻跟我们同在。
But momently, every moment he's with us.
他住在我们心中 他在看顾着我们
And he's also watching over us.
在圣经里边有很多这样的记载
And there are so many recordings in the Bible.
耶稣基督里边看到一些的、死亡的事情
And when he saw things of death,
有一个寡妇她的孩子死了
And there was this widow whose child died.
主主动的去来到帮助她让这个孩子从死里复活
The Lord approached her and revived the child.
主也常常有记载到主来到流眼泪。
And many times the Bible told us there were tears in Jesus' eyes.
我们的上帝，我们的主，他是有感情的。
He is a man of a lot of emotion.
他可以跟我们来到去交流的。
He can identify with us and fellowship with us.
他知道我们的想法。
He knows how we feel.
他知道我们所面对到所有的事情。
And he knows the challenges that we face.
他愿意来到进到我们的问题里面帮助我们。
And he's willing to partner with us to help us out.
他有智慧。
He has infinite wisdom.
他知道什么时候。
He knows the timing.
做什么事情。
And he knows the proper time.
他一切都以我们的好处为出发点。
Everything he does is for our benefit.
因为他爱我们
Because he loves us.
他爱我们
he loves us.
今天我想在这里跟我们弟兄姊妹我们要讲到一个、讯息
And this morning I'd like to share with you one thing,
平安
which is peace.
平安
peace.
我想平安这两个字是我们每一个人我们都想的
I think peace is something that we all are seeking.
如果我们没有平安的时候
Without peace,
纵使我们有钱
even though we can be very rich,
就是我们有健康
or health,
我们有权力
or power,
我们有一切
or we have everything else,
我们吃我们没有办法吃得安心
yet we cannot enjoy life,
我们活有可能我们一样是活得非常的痛苦的
we may live, but we live in a miserable way.
我曾经刚在台湾有一个很大的地震921
And there was this great earthquake occurred in Taiwan.
刚刚好那个晚上我刚刚在台湾。
And I just so happened I was in Taiwan that night.
当时我有一个很深的一个感受。
And I have this deep sense that night.
整个房子。
The whole house.
它是往上下降动。
The vibration was going up, down, up,
down. 两边降动。
And also left and right.
同一个时间很多很多的房子倒塌
Just in one instance, many houses collapsed.
甚至乎在那个地震的那个中央附近
And even at the center, the epicenter of the earthquake,
在那个短短时间当中
Within a short period of time,
整个山都走位
The entire mountain was moved.
在很短时间里边出现一个湖
And within a short period of time, you see this new lake surface.
那个不是人可以做到在那么短的时间里边
It was not something man can do within that short period of time.
我的孩子当时只有两岁多
My child at the time was only 2 years old.
他看到那个灯在动
He saw how the lamp was shaking.
他也懂得会害怕
He knew how to, and he got scared.
因为那个余震不断不断不断
Because the aftershocks was continuous.
不管你有钱跟没钱
At that time, it doesn't matter you're rich or not.
很多的生命
Many lives
在那一刹那之间就过去
were gone within that short period of time.
我们发觉到平安最重要在这个时候
And in time like that, you notice peace is the most important thing.
我曾经听过一个越南的朋友这样讲
One of my Vietnamese friends told me
当时他们在那个打仗的时候
And during the time of war,
有很多的人都逃难
And a lot of people are trying to flee away from war.
有一些人他还相信那个政权没问题
And there are still people decided to stay because they felt it's going to be all right.
很多买把他们很贵的房子都很便宜卖掉。
And other people sold their house at a very low price.
到最后的时候。
And at the end.
100块美金可以买一个房子。
You can buy a nice house with $100.
但是最后他们发觉到。
But they noticed.
这一切都改变。
Everything was changed.
有很多走不掉了。
It was too late to flee.
他有很多很多他们的梦想。
And they still had dreams for their life.
但是这一切都改变。
But everything was changed overnight.
他们在那个河边堤边。
And by the riverbank.
他们把一箱一箱的钱。
Their boxes of money.
在哪里往天去撒。
They could do nothing but just throw it away.
平安。
They were looking for peace.
平安比一切都重要。
Peace was more important than anything else to them.
我想在美国也经历过九一一。
And for us, we experienced how 9/11 felt.
在现在在亚洲中也是一样
In Asia, things were the same.
每一种食物
every kind of food,
都发出问题
there's a problem with every kind of food.
那个鸡有问题
you cannot eat chicken,
牛有问题
you cannot eat cows,
鱼有问题
there's a problem with the fish,
很多很多各种各样的病
there are all kinds of diseases,
一个接一个
one after the other.
各位弟兄姊妹世界真的有平安吗
Do you think there's true peace?
我们可以从世界里面找到平安吗
Can we really find true peace?
今天给我们保障的是什么呢
What kind of guarantee you have?
是我们的国家吗
Can your country give you full guarantee?
我们可以跑到哪里去呢
Where can we find refuge?
哪里真的是一个平安的所在呢
Where is the place we can offer true peace?
在过去
In the past
我们很多人都相信
We believe
美国
United States,
它是非常安全的
supposed to be a most safe place.
谁会想到
Who can imagine
一个这样的911
An event like 9/11
我们也看到
What happened
有很多的地方也是一样
Same thing with many other places
一个灾难来
One disaster hit
很多的家庭
Many families
很多人的梦
Many dreams
都破碎
were broken and destroyed
我们有可能认为我年轻
You might think, oh, I'm still young
因为我们有学问
Or I'm well educated
我们有能力
Or I am able
曾几何时
But before you know it
多少的人
Many people like you
一个疾病来到
Will be struck by one disease.
一切都成为空的
Everything is over with.
不是你愿意不愿意的问题
It's not a matter of whether you're willing or not.
有很多事情不是掌握在我们的手里面
We just don't have control of everything.
因为我们人的生命是非常非常的渺小的
Because our life is very fragile.
但是在这里我要告诉我们的弟兄姊妹们
But I'm here to tell you, my dear friend and brother,
没有一个地方有平安
There is no peace
因为在圣经告诉我们
Because the Bible has told us
在但以理书告诉我们
In the book of Daniel has told us
他说当耶稣基督快回来的时候
It's before the return of Jesus Christ
地上再没有平安
There will be no peace on the earth
他一个说到征战的事情一直到底
And there will be wars afterwards
到基督耶稣再回到这个世界来
Until the second return of Jesus Christ
越是幕后的时候
Especially when we're born again
越是如此
It's more so
一个世纪当中两次世界大战
And in one century, there were two world wars.
谁能确保第三次世界大战不会在近期里面来？
Who can guarantee we won't see the third world war soon?
我们看到整个世界都在改变。
Look around, the whole world
战争
is changing. There are wars,
各种的瘟疫
and there are all kinds of diseases,
各种的天灾各种的人祸
all kinds of disasters.
我相信圣经说的
and I believe what's said in the Bible.
这个是主耶稣快回来的时候
These are the signs.
但是我们不是叫我们弟兄姊妹惧怕不是我们乃是要认清楚平安不是在这个世界当中寻找只有在主耶稣里面有平安当耶稣基督从死里复活当天的晚上
And the night when Jesus was raised from the dead,
他的门徒非常的惊慌惧怕
His disciples were really terrified.
他们躲在那个房子里边
They hid in a little house.
圣经告诉我们，他们门都把他关起来
And the Bible tells us they shut and locked the door.
他们惧怕抓主耶稣的人来抓他们
They were afraid people arrested Jesus will come to arrest them.
他们失去了信心
They lost their faith.
他怕面对当时的现实
They were afraid to face the challenge.
他们只能想到一个我躲起来
The only thing they could do is to hide.
让这个时间过了
And hoping that when the time passes,
以后我们再出来吧
we can finally come out again.
他们心里边消化如水
and they were so troubled and lost faith.
没有胆气
they were not brave anymore.
没有力量
they were without strength.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
其实在我们的生命中我们常常都有这样的经历
so we have similar experiences in our life.
好像我们的弟兄刚才一个见证
just like what our brother just shared.
就是剩下最后这张支票
Like, I only have one last scholarship check.
可以让我们的心里面失去了我们的平安
And that can help us make us lose
夺取我们的喜乐
Lose our joy and peace.
让我们在心灵上都受到压制忧郁
And bring worry to our hearts and pressuring us.
有可能是我们的家庭的婚姻的关系
Sometimes maybe trouble the marriage gives us
各种各样的问题
There are all kinds of situations.
他们惧怕他们躲在里面他们没有平安
They have no peace.
我们的主是何等何等的爱我们
yeah, our Lord loves us so much.
他对他们显现、
so、he appeared to his disciples.
在他们的当中
he stood right in their midst.
他第一句话就跟他们讲
The first thing he said was,
愿你们平安
peace be with you.
这个是他们最需要的
because that's what they needed the most.
主说愿你们平安
Lord said, May peace be with you.
在旧约的当中
In the Old Testament,
有一个人叫亚伯拉罕
There was this man whose name was Abraham.
当时他救他的侄儿罗德
At that time, he tried to rescue his nephew, Lot.
他与一些邻近的几个国家来打
And
打仗
he wanted to rescue Lot, he had to have war with many other nations.
靠着上帝的力量
And by the power of the Lord,
他把仇敌打败了
he defeated all the enemies.
把所有被掳去的再一次的把他掳回来
and he rescued all those being captivated,
也把他侄儿并且所有的人口也救回来
including Lot and all his possessions.
我们想一想
Think about it.
亚伯拉罕
This man, Abraham,
他打败了几个王
he defeated so many kings,
他在一个异地的当中
and in a foreign land,
很多的那个外邦人异地人
there are so many Gentiles,
他人人住在他当中
he lived right among these Gentiles.
他住得安乐吗
Do you think he had peace?
当天的晚上
On that night,
神跟他讲
the Lord spoke to her,
亚伯拉罕
Abraham,
你不要怕
Do not be afraid.
我要大大的赐福给你
I will greatly bless you.
在圣经哥林多前书跟我们讲
In 1 Corinthians also tells us,
上帝是赐各样安慰的神
Our God is God who gives all kinds of comfort.
我们的主是赐平安的主
And our Lord is the Lord who gives peace.
基督徒有很多的特色
Christian has a lot of characteristics.
很喜乐的。
We are unique in many ways.
和平的。
We are joyful.
我们看的时候，很多时候我们很容易，我们会认出来。
and you look around, it's easy for us to recognize who are Christians.
我要提醒我们弟兄姊妹。
Therefore,
我们基督徒有一个很大的一个特色。
I want to remind you, we are unique.
我们的心里有平安。
Because there is peace in our heart.
这种平安是实实在在的。
And it's a true and solid.
它这种平安不受环境所限制。
Which is not limited by our environment.
因为这种平安是来自这位创造天地万物的主，这位神。
The peace we have is from the creator of the world, our God.
不受时间影响。
It's not affected by time,
不受空间影响
neither space.
保罗说
Paul said,
四面看似好像没有路可以走了
When you look around, like you're also trapped,
但是他的经验怎么说
What did his experience
tell? 他说却不是真的没有路
said, no, it's not without way
因为有一条路是通到天上我们就会上帝哪里去
For there's always a way heavenward to our God.
他已经胜过了死亡这位主
Because our Lord has defeated enemy and overcome death.
他掌管一切万有
And he controls all things.
他是平安的主
He is the Lord of peace.
我们看到很多弟兄姊妹他们并不是不会有应和的痛苦不是
And you look around, many Christians are not without trouble in their life.
也可能他也会面对到生病
Yes, they can be sick too.
但是他却是表现出来是不一样的
But what it manifests is very different.
他心里有胆量
You see, there is courage in the heart.
有信心
There's faith.
有盼望
There's hope.
有力量
There's strength.
这是来自我们的主
It's all coming from our Lord.
我们的主的信实
The faithfulness of our Lord.
从各样的事情当中我们已经学会怎么样来到倚靠
We have learned how to trust him in all situations.
没有一种力量能把这种平安能挪走去
And there's nothing in this world can
take. 真实的平安
This is a true peace.
我想把一个见证跟我们弟兄姊妹分享
I'd like to share with you one testimony here.
在几个月之前
Just a few months ago,
我的母亲在香港信主
She believed in the Lord in Hong Kong.
我在那个比利时我在那里宣教有19年了
I minister in Belgium for about 19 years now.
我跟我的太太也常常为我的母亲信主来得救
Me and my wife pray often for my mom to be saved.
已经有20多年
It's been 20 some years now.
我们非常的那一个担心
We worry very much.
我们也非常的很难过的一个事情
And it's something we feel, sorry all the time.
担心是因为她的年纪越来越大身体健康不太好
We worry because she's aging and she's getting ill often.
我们能受因为我们是一个牧师但是我的母亲还没得救
We feel sorry because we are ministers yet our mom's not yet saved.
我有一些的兄弟姐妹都是信主但是我母亲还没有信主
But not my mom.
我们为她祷告
We prayed for
为她传福音
We preached gospel.
我们等待
We waited.
等了20多年
And we have waited for 20 some years.
有一天
One day,
我打电话回我的家
I called home in Hong Kong.
问到我妈的身体的健康
And I asked about how mom's doing.
当时我发觉我的兄弟姊妹们给我里边好像讲话吞吞吐吐
However, I sensed the reply from my brother to her sister at home. It was kind of not straight.
我再三的问什么事情
So I kept on asking her, what's wrong?
然后她才慢慢的跟我讲因为妈妈有轻微的中风住院
Finally, they told me my mom was hospitalized because she had this mild cold.
她没有第一个时间跟我讲
They didn't tell me when this happened.
她觉得纵使知道是让我难过并且让我立刻回去
Because they felt like they told me I was just worried and I need to fly back right away.
因为他们可以照顾
They felt they could take care of mom very well. They don't
当时我很难过
But I was very sad.
因为我关心就是妈妈的健康
Because I was concerned about her health.
另外一方面她的信主的问题
And her salvation.
然后我请我的弟弟把那个电话赶快拿给我母亲听
So, I asked my brother to hand the phone to my mom.
我母亲拿那个电话第一句话跟我说什么
You know what my mom said to me?
我母亲说你赶快回来为我祷告
She said, come home, come home quickly and pray for me.
我以为我听错了
I thought I misheard her.
你赶快来到回来为我祷告
She said, come home quickly and pray for me.
我拿了个电话给我太太讲
And I hand the phone to my wife.
她叫我太太的名字
And she called my wife.
你赶快回来为我祷告
She said, so and so, come back sooner and pray for me.
我当时里面很难过
And I was very troubled.
我也很快乐
And also very happy.
但是求主赦免
And I asked the Lord to forgive me.
我有点小心
I was of little faith.
我是想到另外一方面去
I thought to toward the other direction.
是不是我母亲因为进医院那么多天，我没有第一时间回去打电话，她现在讲一种反话。
I thought she just said it to make me feel bad because I haven't contacted her since she was hospitalized.
当我回去的时候，
So when I returned to Hong Kong,
我了解到完全不是那回事。
When you know what happened, it was absolutely not.
我母亲看到我的时候，
When my mom saw me,
她第一件事情，
The first thing,
拉着我的手，
she did was to hold my hand,
放在她的胸前，
and put on her heart,
为我祷告，
she said, pray.
整整两个小时，
For exact 2 hours.
两个小时有，
他
说为我祷告，
said,
别都不用说，
said, else,
为我祷告。我问他发生什么事情，
what to you?
因为我爸爸比较早过身，
my away long time ago,
然后我母亲要带九个孩子，
my mom 9 kids alone.
她是一个非常坚强的一个女人，
she was a very woman.
她需要很有主见。
She has strong will.
她不会随便听你说硬壳的话。
So she does not take other people's advice easily.
她知道什么样对家庭好。
She knew what's good for our family.
九个孩子每一个人有意见。
And even though 9 kids have different opinions.
那个家有很多的问题的。
There are all kinds of problems at all times.
她是非常强悍的一个女士。
But she was very strong will.
她需要这样。
She needed to be like that to survive.
我们孩子不容易跟她讲话。
And for us kids,Oftentimes we found very hard to communicate.
什么样的力量让我母亲改变过来？
And what has changed my mom?
我很细心的来到慢慢的问我的母亲。
Therefore, carefully and patiently, I talked to her.
我的母亲就把这一个过程跟我讲。
And then so she shared with me what happened.
她在医院里面连续10天的时间。
She said for 10 days long in the hospital.
她没办法睡觉。
She could not sleep at all.
她整天担心这个，担心那个。
Because her mind was busy.
他什么都要他自己来亲手来做，他在那个病床上就还要关心到他们喝凉茶了没有，喝汤了没有，
他
整个心思都在孩子上面，
他
不要人家服侍他，但实在上他的手不能动，他的脚不能动，
他
心里边那种焦逼，那种痛苦，让他没办法来睡。我很感谢主。
I thank the Lord for that.
有很多的那一些的教牧的同工弟兄姊妹。
Because there are so many Christians.
他们花很多的时间在医院当中来服侍。
Who are willing to minister patients in the hospital.
他来探访那个病人。
They will come and visit different patients.
他去看望我的母亲。
And my mom was one of them.
我的母亲拒绝他们好几次。
And my mom refused them many times.
我妈妈，我现在身体这个样子，我心灵里面非常烦，我不要来再听你们再讲。
My mom was thinking, I have enough trouble now. Please don't come and bother me. I don't want to hear anything.
一次两次。
Time after time, they
approached her. 再来一次。
And finally, another time.
我的母亲基于礼貌的缘故。
For the sake of being polite.
她也来到不好意思，要打发他们一下。
And so she felt that she needed to sort of like deal with them a little bit.
你为我祷告，你就走吧。
Okay, just pray for me and then you can leave, she said.
我母亲当他们为她祷告的时候。
And when they prayed for my mom.
我的母亲那个心。
My mom's heart,
好像一个石头来掉下来一样。
It's like she felt this burden like a rock suddenly was relieved.
之前是一个非常的抗拒的。
Before she rejected all these preaching.
里边那种愁烦的。
But she was filled with sorrows and worries.
当时整个好像一个锁链脱下来一样。
When they prayed for her, she was greatly relieved.
她那个晚上，她有一个非常好的睡眠。
So she was able to sleep very well that night.
当他再起来的时候，
so、when she woke up,
他心里边那种焦皮又来。
The anxiety attacked her again.
就是这样的重复了3次。
And it happened 3 times like that.
我母亲是一个非常聪明的一个人。
My mom was a smart woman.
她会去揣摩。
She would pay attention and closely monitor what happened.
一次。
When this happened the first time.
2次。
And again.
3次。
And the third time.
她发觉到。
She discovered,
跟他过去拜的偶像不一样。
This Jesus is truly different from the idols she used to worship.
当他出问题的时候，
When she has true trouble,
没有一个他过去拜几十年的偶像能帮他应和的忙。
None of the idols she used to worship was able to help her.
他发觉到，
And she noticed,
这个他 很长时间他拒绝不愿意来亲近的主。
This Jesus, she has been rejecting for a long period of time.
他接受祷告之前还是拒绝的一位主。
The one that she was still rejecting right before they prayed for her.
在这一刹那之间，
就
临到
他
的生命，进到他心中，
他
有平安。
And she has true peace.
在这个之前，
他
很痛苦，他不想活了。
She almost didn't want to go on living.
兄弟姐妹也给他里面搞惨了。
And then my siblings suffer a lot because.
因为我们都很爱我们的母亲。
Because we all love her very much.
当他们看到母亲在这个改变。
And when they saw the change on her.
他们的心也随着来改变过来。
And they were changed as well.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
不是人能做的。
It's not something that man can.
是我们的主做的。
It's our Lord who did it.
这位赐平安的主。
This Lord who gives.
这位生命的主。
Life.
在约翰福音十四章当中他这样讲
In John chapter 14, it says,
耶稣基督这样说
the Lord himself said,
他说我将我的平安赐给你们
He said, peace I leave with you.
我将我的平安赐给你们
My peace I give you.
我赐的平安
I do not give to you,
不像世界所给的平安
as the world gives.
首先我们要看到这个平安是主赐给我的
First of all, we gotta know, the Lord says clearly here that peace is given by the Lord.
平安是来自主
This peace is from the Lord.
圣经里面说他受的刑罚叫我们得平安
Bible tells us by his punishment we have peace.
他受的鞭伤使我们得到了医治
By his scourging we are healed.
耶稣基督在约翰福音十七章也这么说
In John 17, Jesus said this too.
他说我将我的平安给你
My peace I leave with you.
他说我已经胜过了世界
I have overcome the world.
这个平安来自主主他的名字当中
It's from the Lord. Actually, the name of the Lord,
在希伯来书告诉我们
It's recorded in the book
他叫做平安王
Because he is the Prince of Peace.
他就是平安
Because he himself is peace.
他是和平之君
He is the Prince of Peace.
平安不是在世界当中寻找平安在主里面主住在我们心中真正要寻找平安的是在我们的心中在我们的主里面去我们要找对方向不管在什么地方有主耶稣就有平安
We have peace if we have the Lord.
没有主耶稣就没有平安。
Without the Lord, we have no peace.
不在乎地方。
It doesn't matter where we are situated.
不在乎人。
It doesn't matter whom.
不在乎势力。
It doesn't matter whether we have power.
不在乎才能。
Neither our capability.
平安的源头来自这位平安的主。
For the source of peace is from the Lord of peace.
主耶稣说将平安给我们。
The Lord says, I give to you my peace.
他不单单给他的门徒。
Not only he gave that to his disciples,
他是给所有全地上的人
he gives his peace to the whole world.
因为圣经告诉我们神爱世人
Because the Bible tells us God loves the world.
甚至我将他的独生子赐给他们
and he gave them his one and only son.
叫一切信他的
so whoever believes,
不至灭亡
will not perish,
反得永生
but have the eternal life.
神差他的儿子耶稣到这个世界上来他就是爱我们的一个明证
That's the proof of his love for us.
他没有心要定我们的罪
God does not send his son to condemn our sins.
如果要定我们的罪
If he desires to condemn,
耶稣基督不需要来
then Jesus did not have to
他不需要为我们来死
he did not have to die for us.
他为我们死
he died for us.
是让我们为他而活
so that we can live for him.
今天我们得救与否
Whether we're saved or not,
不在乎神是不是要不要救我们
It's not dependent upon whether God wants to save
神是要救我们
Because God always wants
是我们愿不愿意让他来救我们
But whether we are willing to let him save us
今天人会被定罪
Now men are condemned
不是因为我们的罪
Not because our sin that condemns
为什么我这样讲
Why do I say this?
因为所有的罪都在十字架上主已经为我们担当
For the Lord has borne all the sins of the world on the cross
是在乎我们愿不愿意让主来承担我们的罪
Therefore the problem is whether we're willing to let the Lord to bear our sins
是我们愿不愿意信靠这位主
Whether we're willing to trust him
信靠
To believe
受是接受
To accept him
我要再讲
I
一切的问题的源头
the source of all your problems,
都在乎这个世界在罪的权势之下
it's all because the whole world lay in the hand of the evil one.
罪让一切都变得不可爱
Sin has changed everything become not
人为道要钱
and we want to pursue money,
可以用各样的方法
For the sake of pursuing money, men do all things. All
有很多很多的事情对人的生命是没有益处的。
And there are so many things have no benefit to us.
假的药。
There are bad, false medicine.
假的酒。
And there are false.
各种各样。
Wine.
为到钱的缘故。
And for the sake of making money.
我们看到最人性的骄傲。
You see the pride in man's heart.
让我们觉得我们给别人更有权利来生存。
And we want to survive better than others.
我应该给别人优越。
And I should be superior than others.
甚至不进一步来讲，我们可以来到去针对别人。
And it's better than if I can just rebuke others.
很多的战争。
And there are many stories like that.
很多的仇恨。
And there's so many hatred that.
不断不断的重复，重复，重复。
Stories like that repeat itself so many times.
我们看到罪在这个世界掌权。
See how sin is controlling the world.
在人心中掌权。
How sin is controlling man's heart.
这个世界里面没有平安。
There's no peace in this world.
没有一个宗教。
You don't see any religion in this world kept
back. 没有一种哲学。
There's no philosophy in this world.
可以来到解决这个问题。
Can solve this problem.
自古以来。
Everything's
made. 很多很多的人想要改变。
People try hard to change.
透过了法律。
Through the law.
但是我们法律越来越多。
We may establish all kinds of laws and regulations.
有这个法律，他又走那个法律的漏洞。
But people still trying to seek loopholes.
又来堵在漏洞，又有别的漏洞。
They try to block this loopholes. They find another hole there.
人的那一种的价值观念每放越下。
And our value system deteriorates as time passes by.
不断的调整。
And we have to keep on adjusting our.
人的罪的看法。
And our perspective about sin.
可能我做一个好人。
We may think, you know, I'm trying to be a good person.
我不是害人。
I don't harm others.
我不偷不抢不奸淫。
I don't steal, I don't rob.
我是一个好人。
I am a good man.
我是个好人。
I'm a good guy.
这个就是罪吗？
Do you think that's sin?
我们的一生真的可以24个小时摊在阳光底下吗？
Can whatever we think, what we do, can be exposed to sun 24 hours a day?
我们可以让人来到去测看吗？
Are we able to allow men to come to check every thought in our mind?
如果人都过不了
even, we can't even survive man's judgment and observation.
何况这一位创造天地万物的主
not to mention in front of God, the creator of all.
再说圣经告诉我们
and Bible tells us,
恨人
when you hate people,
就是杀人
that means you are murdering people.
你看到妇女动淫乱就是犯了奸淫
if you see a woman and you have the mind of adultery, then you have committed adultery.
因为一切的罪
Because all sins
都是从人心里面出来的
started from man's heart.
你里边有的
Whatever you have
你会讲出来
will be spoken out to you.
你怎么样想你的人就是什么样行
And what you think, one day you will carry out your deeds.
我们的思想
our mind, our
在我们里边
moving, working within us.
我们人心当中有我们的骄傲
the pride in our heart.
有我们的自私
And we thought we have knowledge.
各种各样
There are all kinds of problems.
再进一步。
And then furthermore,
这个世界
this world,
由我们这位的天父而创造。
Was created through our heavenly Father.
来自这位慈爱的神。
From this loving God.
我们称呼他为神。
We call him God.
我们从他而来。
Because we came from him.
这好像我们叫我们的父母，我们叫他父母一样。
Just like how we call our parents parents.
这个是我们的本分。
That's what we're supposed to do.
这是我们该做的。
Something that we should do.
我们不认识他。
Yet many times we don't even know.
我们不承认他。
We do not acknowledge.
甚至我们所做的跟他来相悖。
Even worse, we do things against him.
罪。
That's sin.
圣经说，全世界都扼在恶者的手上。
Bible tells us the whole world lays in the hand of the evil one.
在撒旦的手上。
In the hands of the Satan.
撒旦的特色是什么？
是
偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
He's good at doing stealing, robbing, and destroying.
他用的办法。
And the things he
用各样的情欲。
With all kinds of ways.
眼目的情欲。
Through the lust of our eyes.
肉体的情欲。
The lust of our flesh.
今生的骄傲。
And the pride of this life.
控制整个世界。
He controls the whole world with these principles.
亲爱的朋友，
My dear friends,
我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
My brothers and sisters,
我们要认清一个事情，
We have to know this clearly.
世界当中没有平安，
There is no peace in this world.
并且这种问题会越来越严重，
and things will just get worse and worse.
自古至今没有人能解决。
Ever since the history of mankind, no one can solve this problem.
唯一能解决的，
the only one who can solve,
只有这一位创造天地万物的主。
It's our Lord who created heaven and earth.
耶稣基督说，
Jesus himself,
我把我的平安给你。
Peace I leave with you.
这个平安，
this peace,
建立在耶稣基督的十字架的死。
It's founded upon the death, upon the cross of Jesus.
他这个死已经打败了这个世界的王，
手里 the king, the ruler of this world,
耶稣是平安的王，
because he is the prince of
peace, 他把平安给我们，
and he can give his peace to us.
今天他已经给我们，
Now he has given us,
是我们要接受不接受的问题。
The problem is whether we take it or not.
让我们再看耶稣怎么讲，
and let's read on what
我吃的平安，
the peace I give to you,
不像世界所吃的，
do I do not give to you as the world,
两种平安，一种世界的平安，一种是主所赐的平安。世界的平安是什么平安？借着钱财、势力、我们自己的能力、我们的学问、武器、一些强大的国家，在它遮盖之下我们得到平安，这就是世界来的平安。但是我们已经讲过，这是真的能长久吗？
Do this peace last forever?
是真的平安吗？
Is that true peace?
纵使是平安，
yes, we may have temporal peace,
但是我们有没有想过，
But do we ever think about
it? 我们是个人，
we are a human being.
我们强壮的，
When we are strong,
70岁，
we may live up to 30,
再多的80岁，
or 80,
或者更多一些，
or even more.
但是有一天，
But one day,
我们还是要离去。
We'll all pass away.
有一个神的仆人摩西，他这样说，
the servant of God Moses said,
人的一生就七十，强壮的八十，
the life of a man may be 70 years, if he's strong,
在一生的当中，
yeah, within the
回想的
if you look back,
只要一生的感叹，
there's nothing but a
很快很快的过去，
it passes away so fast.
但圣经告诉我们，
the Bible tells us,
按这定命，
according to God's
principle, 人人都有一死。
Every man will see death.
我们都知道，我们的成人，我们人会死。
We all acknowledge that, yes, one day we're all going to die.
但是圣经告诉我们，死后则有审判。
The Bible tells us there's judgment after death.
圣经告诉我们，真正的生命是在我们的灵魂里边。
The true life dwells inside our soul.
并且这个生命是直到永远的。
And that will last forever.
我要说耶稣的平安。
So I will tell you the peace of Jesus.
的重要性。
It's very important.
从我们跟主建立一个关系的开始，圣经告诉我们，我们已经出死入生。
We have already departed from death and entered into life.
圣经论到基督徒的死，他不认为他是死。
And when Bible talk about death of Christians, it does not use the word death.
他说他是睡了。
But he said they are sleeping.
睡，他还会醒。
When a man sleeps, he will wake up later.
借着耶稣。
And through Jesus,
我们可以得到永生，
we can have eternal life.
我们的罪得到赦免，
our sins can be forgiven.
耶稣基督，
Jesus Christ,
他的赐给我们的平安，
the peace that he has given to us.
第一个，
First,
他带给我们赦罪的平安，
he gives us the peace of forgiveness.
耶稣基督不单单是讲到将来的，
he doesn't talk about just what's going to happen in the future.
包括我们在现在这个时代，
the peace including our time
过去，他帮助我们，赐我们平安，他现在要帮助我们，在将要来的未来他继续不断地帮助我们。圣经里面讲耶稣，我来是要被掳的得到释放，受压制的得以自由， 他是来报告给我们神悦纳我们的新年。
I'm here to proclaim the great time, the great news.
神为人已经开了一条永生的道路。
That God has opened up a new living eternal life.
在基督的里边，我们罪可以得到赦免。
In Christ Jesus, our sins can be forgiven.
我们人神的关系可以重修好。
And we can have peace again with God.
我们可以在主当中里边享受神为我们预备一切的丰盛。
And we can enjoy all.The fullness that's in Christ through Jesus.
主爱我们。
God loves us.
耶稣说，在我里面有平安。
Therefore, Jesus says, "There's peace in me."
我赐给你们平安。
And I give my peace to you.
不像是人所赐的。
The peace I give to you is not the same as the world.
永远的平安。
It's an eternal.
生命的平安。
It's a peace of God.
不管在什么的时候。
It doesn't matter where.
永永远远的。
It's gonna be with you always.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers,
我们有一个特点。
We have this unique point.
我们有平安在我们当中。
Will we have peace among us?
圣经告诉我们，我们所在的地方。
And Bible says wherever we are.
我们都带来平安。
Will bring forth peace to us.
他告诉我们怎么说呢？
And what did he say for us?
我们到一个地方。
Wherever we go.
我们需要为一个地方求平安。
We should seek peace for that place.
我们求的平安。
And the peace that we ask
要临到这个所在
will come upon the place we ask peace for.
他告诉我们，我们要为到这一个国家里边掌权的，我们为他祷告。
And he said, pray for the leaders of your nation.
让他们有智慧
so that they will have wisdom.
按照圣经来行
they will carry out what God desires.
来管理一个国家
to rule the country.
当我们这样为他们祷告的时候
when we pray like that for them.
圣经说，我们就可以得到平安。
Bible says, then you receive peace.
这个所在也能得到平安。
神
有一个心意
Because in God's heart,
要我们把平安带到我们所到之处。
He desires for us to bring forth peace wherever we go.
他告诉我们要穿上平安福音的鞋子。这个鞋子
This sandals,
我们到哪里我们都穿鞋子。
Wherever we go, we wear shoes.
但圣经说我们要穿那个平安的福音鞋。
But Bible tells us wear the sandals of peace.
也就是我们到哪里我们就要传扬这个福音
means go, share this gospel,
这个福音所到之处这个地方就得到了平安
wherever gospel is preached, that place has peace.
我们自己平安
Not only we shall have
在这个所在也平安
wherever we go, there will
我提醒我们弟兄姊妹
And therefore I'd like to remind
有平安在我们里面
when we have peace in us,
我们遇到任何事情的时候
when we encounter situation,
我们好好的在寻求
Let's see God's will,
祷告不要惧怕
Do not be afraid.
不要胆怯
Do not be afraid.
我们所在的地方
Wherever we are,
我们要常常为这个地方求平安祷告
We should always seek and ask peace for that.
当我们这样做的时候
When we do like that,
这个地方平安
that place will be peace.
神也会首先把这个平安给我们
And God will give his peace
与我们同在在这个时候我愿意来到富裕我们当中一些还没有来到信主的朋友们
And right now I'd like to call upon those who have not yet known Jesus
耶稣爱我们
Jesus loves us
耶稣已经为我们付了代价
And he has paid the price for us
他愿意我们得救
And he wants us to be saved
他愿意万人得救
He desires for thousands to be saved
不愿意一个人灭亡
And not a single soul to perish
今天不是神不愿意救我们
So it's not God who doesn't want to save.
是我们愿不愿意接受耶稣。
But whether we are willing to accept what he has done.
我们不知道我们有多少时间。
We don't know about tomorrow.
我们不知道。
We don't know what's happened.
有很多的人。
There are many people.
一刹那之间生命就过去。
Can lose their life just in one instant.
有可能我们今天上床，我们不知道明天我们能不能下床。
We go to bed tonight. We don't even know we're going to wake up or not tomorrow morning.
生命明天不是掌握在我们手里边的。
We have no control over our life.
理论上是我们手里。理论上。
Theoretically speaking.
但实在上，有很多时候我们没办法掌控。
Theoretically speaking, we can control our days, but in reality, we can't.
但圣经告诉我们。我们活着的时候
When we live,
我们要认识这位神
we have to know this God of ours,
平安要临到我们
so that peace can be with us,
祝福要临到我们
and blessings can be with us.
耶稣
Jesus,
就是我们一生中我们所要的寻找的盼望
It's the hope that we are seeking all the days
是我们人在地上里边之中的目的
It's the end, the purpose of our life.
真正的生命在我们里边
The life of Jesus is in us.
耶稣爱我们
Jesus loves us.
我要来到跟大家讲，我们需要耶稣。
I want to tell you, we need him.
我想问当中里边有没有我愿意来到接受耶稣做救主的人。
I'd like to ask those who are among us this morning, are you willing to open your heart to accept Jesus this morning?
耶稣说我在门外叩门。
Jesus says, I'm knocking on your door.
他在我们心门里边叩门。
He's knocking on the door of our heart.
如果你有这个感动。
If you are moved,
我回应主。回应主。
Answer his calling.
主啊我愿意
and tell him that, Lord, I'm willing.
主耶稣要进到你里边他与你
Together,
他要给你儿子的名分
he will give you his sonship,
他要把生命给你
he will give you his life,
他要把他的平安在你当中
and he will give you his peace.
在这个时候有没有这样的人
Is anybody like that right now?
有没有人愿意接受耶稣做救主
And anybody wants to raise up your hand and accept Jesus right now?
如果你愿意的
If you're willing,
你可以轻轻举举一个手
Feel free to raise your hand.
耶稣爱你
Because Jesus loves you.
耶稣在寻找你
And he's here to seek you.
今天你到这个地方来
You are here today.
我相信不是偶然的
It's not a coincidence.
我是神爱你
It's because God loves you.
他为你安排这个机会
He has arranged this opportunity for you.
他爱你
He loves you.
他等待你已经等待你很久很久
He has waited for you for a long time.
他还是会给你机会
And he will give you more chances.
但是这个时候是你最好的时候
But right now is the best time.
让他的心得到满足
So that his heart can be satisfied.
耶稣爱你
Jesus loves you.
耶稣爱你
Jesus loves you.
让我们做个祷告
Let us pray together.
Hallelujah.主啊我们感谢我们赞美你
we thank you and we praise you.
我们谢谢你给我们的众人有机会在你的面前听你的话主啊我们求圣灵在我们当中工作
and then we pray the Holy Spirit will work among us.
把得救的信心赐给我们
Give us faith so that we can be saved.
给我们力量
Give us strength.
打开我们的心窍
and open our understanding.
奉耶稣基督的圣名
In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 如果你回家的时候
When you return home today,
你也可以来到对主来祷告
You can always pray to the Lord on your own.
主啊，我需要你
Tell him, Lord,
我愿意
and I'm willing
接受你做我的救主
to accept you as my Savior.
主耶稣无所不在
Jesus is everywhere.
当你面对到一些的问题的时候
and when you encounter troubles,
你可以向他祷告
Remember to pray to him.
他非常的慈爱
He is all loving.
他等待你
He waits for you.
耶稣爱你
Jesus loves you.
愿主祝福大家
And may the Lord bless you all.